All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is March 1st, hey, 2024. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you are at. Finally made it. February hung on an extra day. Ketchup day. Thank God for ketchup day, because I can't imagine what would happen if we didn't have it. It would get all crazy. So hope everyone enjoyed that extra February day, the 29th, but we are on to March. Summer's right around the corner. Getting excited. Hope everyone is doing well. Interesting week. The last podcast I did, I really talked about a lot about the devil, and the devil got a hold of me. I shouldn't have given him so much freaking mic time, right? It has been an interesting week. I've done this podcast probably 50 times since that podcast and have not been able to get anything out. Just too much devil talk. I am not, maybe I'm crazy, right? I try to share this stuff because it's sort of what goes on in my life. But man, talked a lot about that the other day, and it's just been constant in my head all week. It has been a rough week. I did one of the podcasts this week, and I was talking about how, as in my personal life, right, I've gotten sober, right, and I use this program, and it keeps me serene, and I'm in this place of no fear and love and God, right? But publicly, right, publicly in the world, my life is fucking chaos. It has been chaotic, and it has not been comfortable. I have not been doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I have been up in my head, and I've been giving a lot of space to the devil, right? I have been doing that, and it's been a very toxic week. I've been very toxic this week, and I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm thinking, well, maybe it's because I talked so much about the devil on the last podcast, right? And maybe I rebuke the devil. I send you out. I don't know if that'll help, but man, it has just been a toxic week, and I do think it's interesting how, with the steps, we learn how to find some peace in our lives as an individual, but freaking publicly, man, my life is feeling like a shit show. Fever, Judas Priest. Yeah, it has been a fucked up week, people. I am here to tell you, it has not been great. Definitely out of the moment. I have been in the future. I've been in the past. I have been feeling righteous. I have been quiet, but inside argumentative. I have been frustrated. annoyed, full of fear, all of it. All of it, and it's been going on this week, and it's actually been going on for a while. And, you know, I'm personally, right, when it comes to personal relationships, in my family, in the moment, I feel safe. But in the world, I'm full of fear. And it's very political. It's just the time of the year, right? I have all these ideas of what I think is important, and when they come across somebody whose ideas are not the same as mine, it gets exposed, right? And you're like, you know, hey, man, this is, you know, we don't talk about these things, right? We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion. We don't talk about sex. But those are very, you know, the politics one is very important, right? I feel like it's an important subject right now. And to try to to restrain from pen and tongue, but at the same time, you don't want to see the same shit repeat. So it's been tough, right? It's been tough. The other thing I'm realizing is I am addicted to my phone. It has become unmanageable. I admit I am addicted to my phone and my life has become unmanageable. And it is true. And it sucks, right? It sucks because I do, well, I guess it's the addict side of me. I like my phone, right? And I could tell you, if I go back 6 weeks, I had a bunch of apps on my phone, a news break. I have Instagram, Facebook. I have all of the social platforms, right? And then I like, you know, I'm a person that likes news. I used to love reading the USA Today paper. I love to read the paper. I love to read about things. And there was this app, Newsbreak. I don't know if anybody has it, but I had it on my phone. And you could read local news. But it just became so toxic. And I'm reading all this stuff, and there's like fake news and clickbait, and I'm just getting ugh. So I deleted it. I deleted Newsbreak, and I also deleted my Instagram. I have an Instagram. I just deleted it off my phone. I just don't want to look at it because what's happening is I'm watching a bunch of reels, and it is fucking poisoning me. It's poisoning me. I kept my Facebook because I have a lot of, you know, I have a lot of friends on Facebook. There's a lot of my friends from when I lived out in New Mexico and California that I feel like we stay together or stay connected that way. But maybe that's just the addiction of the phone telling me that. You know, I don't want to lose contact with certain people, but at the same time, I'm getting spiritually sick by looking at these fucking, this device, my phone, and I become addicted to it. And it's not good, right? I got rid of the Instagram. I got rid of the Newsbreak. So what do I have left? I have Facebook. And I try to watch, I do like to read news. I like to know what's going on. So I've been watching or reading Bing News, which has been okay. But it's all the same stuff. How do you stay informed but not become completely poisoned? Which is what's happening to me, and I'm becoming sad, right? I've just become sad because the message is how bad it is and nobody can fix it and it's everywhere and the future is crummy. And I hate that. And so I try to stay out of it, right? I try not to think about it. But man, here I am, you know. And my problem is my job is that, you know, I work and then when I don't work, I just sit here, right? I have a client. I work with the client. When the client's done, I usually have these like 15-minute little breaks and 10, 15-minute little breaks in between people, and I'll just grab my phone. It's just my habit, right? And I'll look at the news, and I'll look at Facebook, and I look at stories or shorts, right? And it's just the fucking dumbest, stupidest shit I've ever seen. And I just watch it over and over, and I've lost my ability to watch long-form shows, right? You know, I used to like movies, right? The idea of sitting down for 2 hours and watching the same thing for 2 hours just doesn't seem doable anymore. I did go see a movie with the boat, with my paddle group. We went and saw Boys in the Boat, which was good and it was fun. But I'm digressing, right? I'm becoming just this person that is entertained by these 5-second clips of stupidity. And I told my wife, I feel like my brain is bleeding out of my ears. How do you, you know, this is an addiction, right? I'm not driving while looking at my phone. I have, you know, I'm not losing family members over the phone, right? I did have a incident yesterday at the salon, which was quite shocking. And I think it's really an example of what we're all going through, right? I think it's what we are all going through privately. I shouldn't say all of us. I think a big portion. I think the older we get, the more we're going through it. I had a client come in yesterday, and we were just chatting, and we were, you know, basically bellyaching how bad the country is. And I said, well, that's why we need to look at Kennedy, right? I'm not going to talk about him, but I think he's a really good option, right? I think he seems like a normal human, right? I'm not asking for Superman. Just give me a human, a normal human with, you know, that thinks sort of normally, please. Man, this guy fucking went off. That guy's insane. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine. I mean, we like who we like and we dislike who we like for whatever reasons, and I get that. But to just say he's insane, I was like, well, you know, that's you know, listen, man. And the way I try to live my life is if you came up to me and said the earth was flat, I'd be like, well, tell me about it, right? Let's have a conversation. And we couldn't have one. This guy has been a client of mine for 8 years. Good friend. Told me fuck off. And I was like, oh. I get it. Unfortunately, the guy that I like isn't the most popular with the older folks. And so there's a lot of tension, right? I think there's a lot of tension in society right now already. And it doesn't take much to pop the cork. And he fucking flew off the handle. And all I kept thinking was, I'm so grateful I'm sober. And because it reminds me of how I used to be, you know. He's insane. And I'm like, well, let's talk about it. Tell me why. I go, because honestly, I'm triggered. I'm trying to learn everything. If he's insane, I should know. And I won't, you know, I won't follow him. I won't root for him, right? I won't vote for him if he is actually insane. And what had happened, he had just formed an opinion, which I do all the time. I form an opinion about certain things. And the next thing you know, I'm sort of like on the hill shaking my sword like this is the facts. And sometimes I'm wrong. Right? Sometimes I'm wrong. And it doesn't really matter. But this dude flew off the handle, told me to go fuck myself, stormed out of the salon. And him and his wife were there. And I'm like, I go, should I go out? Because like I said, we've been friends 8 years, right? And I go, should I go out and apologize? And she goes, well, I don't think he really did anything. And I go, I know, but I feel bad, right? I feel bad because somehow we got to this point, and I'm talking 2 seconds. It went from 0 to 100 in like 2 seconds. And so I went out to the car, and he was in the car, and he was pissed, man. He was furious. And he's yelling at me through the glass, and I'm like, Don, you know, I'm like, Don, what are you doing? I go, we've been friends for a long time. What? Why are we at this point? And he said, you humiliated me in front of my wife. And I'm like, I did not humiliate you in front of your wife. You humiliated yourself. I didn't do anything. All I said was, that's why we should vote for Kennedy. And listen, I get it. There are certain things we shouldn't talk about, but listen, I'm 55 years old, man. I want to see some changes in our country. It is what it is, right? That's the other thing, is maybe this is the country that's, you know, for the future, right? This isn't a country cut out for me. Maybe I had my time. And I did have my time, you know. People say, oh, if we could just go back to 1993, we all treated each other better and we had respect for one another. But in 1993, we had problems, right? You know, I grew up in the 80s. We should go back to the 80s, right? Before the internet and before when we stretched phone cords around corners and talked for hours and, you know, and didn't have computers and had to remember phone numbers and listen to music and on records, right? There were problems back in the 80s. There's always problems. I tend to forget the problems and just remember the sunshine, right? And forget about the clouds. And there's always problems. So I don't know how to fix it. It's not my job, right? It's not my job. I just been feeling very, very toxic, and it bums me out because the problem is that I try so hard to personally, in my personal space, in my head, right, between my ears, I try to keep it very simple, you know, stay in the moment, minus fear, live in a life of good, right? Have a great relationship with something. Don't be afraid. And I do all that. I feel that way. But when it comes to when, as soon as my phone goes on, right, or as soon as I have a conversation with somebody, I become full of fear and anxiety, and I'm not holding the hand of God. I'm holding the hand of the devil, and it's not a good place, and it's really bad. And so I don't know what to do. I guess maybe I have to get rid of the phone, right? Somebody was telling me this. Oh, a friend of mine, she got rid of her smartphone, and she got a flip phone just as an experiment, and she hasn't gone back. And I'm like, yes, that's what I'll do. I'll get a flip phone. But I like my phone, right? I like other things about my phone. So maybe it's just, you know, maybe I just have to delete Facebook or just delete it off my phone. I mean, honestly, it's the apps, right? The phone, it's not the phone's fault, right? It's the shit that I have on my phone. It's the Instagram, it's Facebook, it's X, it's Newsbreak, it is Bing, you know, it's all these different apps that I have invited onto my phone, right? And then I choose to look at them. So it's all my fault. It's all my fault. So I guess I just have to delete all the apps. Maybe that'll be the experiment and see how it goes. But man, it has been rough. I have not been, I've tried to do this podcast. I've been in my head. It's just been, it's been a mess. So not that anybody probably cares, but, or not that you don't care, but I'm sure no one was freaking out. But it's been, you know, it's been a rough week for me. So I'm just sort of putting it out there. I'm going to move on from this point. I'm done. I still, like, you know, I watched this documentary on the Revolutionary War back in the day. And I watched it and I was like, because when I was in school, I did not pay that much attention to history. I didn't barely make it to class. So I'm a little embarrassed about that. But now as an adult, I care, right? And so I've been watching this stuff. And this, I love, I think it's Shane Gillis who said, how can you tell if you're becoming a Republican? You watch the History Channel, right? And I don't know what I'm turning into, but I have been watching the History Channel. I guess that's what happens when we get older. But I, you know, this Revolutionary War, and I was like, I didn't realize that, you know, when these guys all signed the Declaration of Independence, they all became traitors. I mean, of course they did, but I never paid attention, right? And so to hear the story, I was like, oh my God, that's risky, right? And then when they had, you know, when they did that and the war started, you had to pick a side. I was like, oh my God, can you imagine that stress? And it's just fascinating. And, you know, when there's moments where I think, oh, our world is the worst that it's ever been. No, we've had problems for a long time. It's just at this time in my life, I give a shit, right? I was watching something on the news and this guy was like, I didn't even, he was talking about, Nader, not Ross Perot, but Nader. And he goes, yeah, I voted for Nader. He goes, I couldn't tell you one of his positions, but I voted for him. That's how I was. I didn't give a shit about anything back in those days. I voted for the president. I don't really even remember. I think I voted for Clinton. I don't know. But the point is that I didn't care. And now I care. And I think I care because of the people that I like, right? I think I saw something in certain people that I like, and then I all of a sudden became a person that cared. You know, people started pointing this out. I think going through the pandemic, you know, our country being closed down, I thought at the time that was probably a great idea. Looking back on it now, very bad. Or was it, right? Is it bad because of my life and where I've come from? Or was it, or are we on a different path that's good, that will be positive for the future and the kids and people to come? I can't imagine if it's been good. You know, I don't know. It's very strange. This is the problem. I've been in my head about this a lot. I don't know what to do. It's crazy. But I'm hanging in there. I'm super grateful to be sober. And yeah, so just it's interesting. You know, I can be absolutely at peace and sober and serene in my personal life inside the four walls of our house. And then when I step out and I get on my phone and I get out in the public, I become overwhelmed with fear again. And it's and then trying to deal with this phone, you know. I believe the phone has become – it's making my life unmanageable at the moment. And I don't mean like I can't do things because I'm looking at it. But when I do look at it, it makes my mind think about things that aren't in the present, right? And that is one of the messages early on getting sober is like, dude, stay in the moment. We're safe in the moment. And I agree, right? I agree. I do believe that in the moment I am very safe. I know exactly what's going on. If I start to venture out one way or the other, it becomes sort of fake, right? I start making fake news in my head. And but how do you not pay attention to the world and care? I don't know how you do it. I haven't figured it out. Let's see. Maybe I can read the Daily Reflections. Really, I'm just trying to get through this podcast because this is about where I would dump bail out. And so I'm going to push through. I'm going to get this damn podcast done. I rebuked the devil. I gave the devil a little too much sunshine the other day. And he's in my head. He got there. Yeah, but I'm not going to drink over it. I can promise you that. Let's see. Daily Reflections. Daily Reflections. Do we have any Wi-Fi here, people? What's going on? What are we doing? Oh, here we go. Sorry. Has this happened to other people? You know, is this a thing? It doesn't have anything to do with drinking, right? It definitely has something to do with thinking. And I've learned I'm not good at either, drinking or thinking. All right, let's see. What do we have? No Wi-Fi? What's going on? Shit. Sorry. Oh, I see what's going on. I locked onto another Wi-Fi. Walking into the building. All right, here we go. All right. Daily Reflections. Here we go. It works. That's actually the title. It works. March 1st. It works. It really does. Alcohol. Wait a minute. Let me see here. All right. It works. March 1st. It really works. It really does. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 88. When I got sober, I initially had faith only in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. Desperation and fear kept me sober. And maybe a caring and or tough sponsor helped. Faith in a higher power came much later. This faith came slowly at first after I began listening to others share at meetings about their experiences, experience that I had never faced sober, but they were facing with strength from a higher power. Out of the sharing came hope, and I too would and could get a higher power. In time, I learned that a higher power, a faith that works under all condition, is possible. Today, this faith, plus the honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness to work and steps on the program, gives me serenity that I seek. It works. It really does. Yeah. I think, you know, if I believe that, right? I do believe that. But I think I'm going to have to, because I guess my fear is, what I guess I'm going to have to do is just take this shit off my, it's like people, places, and apps, right? I got to change my people, my places, and the apps because I am, I'm asking for it, right? I'm seeking it out. It's on my phone. I'm looking at it and it's driving me nuts. And so I'm going to have to take it off my phone and I'm just going to have to figure out what to do with this time because, it's these 5-10 minute little moments where I like to look at the phone and read the news and read what's on Facebook. And it's just, I'm going to have to do it. I'm physically going to have to get in there and take this stuff off. And, yeah. It is Friday. I'm going to no meeting tonight. I did go. That's the other thing. I've been to a couple meetings this week. For some reason, it's the last Thursday or the last Monday or the last Saturday of the month. And all these meetings refer back to the traditions. My buddy James and I did the meeting on Saturday, last Saturday, and it was the second tradition. There was somebody with new 30 days or less. So we went back to the first step, which was cool. And then I went to the meeting on Wednesday. I went to the meeting on Monday. And that was a step meeting, and they were on the last Monday of the month. And so we went back to the tradition, which ended up being the second tradition again. And then I went to the meeting on Wednesday, which was great. You know, The meeting on Wednesday was awesome because a buddy of mine who had asked me to speak last Thursday, he was asked to speak, and it was great to hear his story. And it was a reminder, you know, my last sobriety date was not drinking. Right? My last sobriety date was pills. And I haven't had a drink since 06. My last sobriety date is 08. And, you know, it just reminded me that I'm just, for some reason, I got lucky, right? I came into this program and it worked. I have been into other programs. I mean, you know, probably, I'm probably more of a drug addict, right? Back in the day, it was all about doing drugs. And I don't mean, you know, I was on, you know, doing speed and just whatever I could really get my hands on back at the in the day. All my time in California was all drugs, doing speed and whatever else came along with that. Drinking in between, really, to moderate the speed. My drinking really did not start in an alcoholic way until I came to Delaware. And that's when, but that's not because I loved alcohol. It's because I replaced alcohol. I mean, I replaced the drugs with alcohol. And I started drinking like I was doing drugs back in California, which was a lot heavy, you know, and it really fast-forwarded me into this place of where I had never been before as an alcoholic, drinking every day. You know the story. I'm not going to do it again today, waking up with shame and regret. I'm not going to drink tonight. By lunchtime, thinking I'll have beer. By 5 o'clock, drinking a couple beers and then wondering, why are you drinking beer? Why don't we get back to drinking vodka? And then drinking vodka, and then God only knows where I would end up. Living a life completely full of fear and shame and, you know, just the darkest period of my life. But it wasn't the, you know, I mean, I didn't have any problem sliding over into the alcohol, but it was to replace the drugs. And I've gone to NA. I just didn't really fit in, and I don't know why, right? I think that for me at least, AA was a little easier and softer and gentle. NA was a little bit more harsh. A lot more people like me back in the day when I was living out in San Diego that it just had this kind of, I don't know, I just felt like I was still in my addiction sometimes in NA. But a lot of people love it and they have a lot of success. And so I think that's great. And, you know, they're sort of the same, right? The steps are sort of the same. Same idea. But for some reason, just never really went that direction, even though I'm an absolute candidate for NA. I'm a druggie, right? I'm definitely a druggie. But now I'm a fucking news. I read too much news and too much social media, and it's making me sick. And I need to work on it. And so I put it out there. I put some sunshine on it. And hopefully I can start to feel better. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It is March. Plus, we're in winter, and that's never good for me. So, listen. Thanks for letting me share. I really had to get that out. I had to tell on myself. I've been reading too much news. I'm becoming an old curmudgeon-y man, and it's not good. And I don't want to live like that. It's very toxic. And I will say, the guy that got pissed off, right? He went out to his car, and I went out there, and I told him, I said, "Man, I love you. We are good friends, and this kind of shit shouldn't separate us." I go, "But, you know, if we can't have conversations, this is what we'll end up being, just a group of folks that can't talk to one another." And I said, "I love you." And I go, "If I played any role in upsetting you, I apologize." And he's like, he was still pissed. And the funny thing is, I really didn't do anything. He was doing exactly what I've been doing, which was sitting around, reading news, forming an opinion based on what he believes, just like I've been doing, what I believe, what I want for this country, right? My personal beliefs, forming an opinion, and then keeping it all to myself. And when I brought that up, he popped, right? He'd been watching the news. He'd been filling up with toxicity, and he popped and he spewed it out. Luckily, I know better now today than to go on my first or second or third or fourth or fifth thought. I got to roll it way back. And usually on my fifth thought, it's say nothing, right? And I was just, but I didn't like that he told me to fuck off. And he was like, you know, he came over like I'm going to cut his hair. I go, "You want me to still cut your hair after all that?" He's like, and I go, "I mean, I will, but you should apologize to me. You should say I'm sorry for that because I did nothing to you. You know what? Fuck it." And then he stormed out. And so the point is, I went out there. He wasn't coming back in, right? He was not coming back in. But I went out there and I said, listen, man, I'm sorry. I love you, Don. Like I said, he's been a client of mine for 8 years. I love you, man. And let's not let stupid things like this come between us. And then I saw him on the way when I walked his wife out to the car because he wasn't still didn't come back in. And I could see in his eyes that he regretted letting it get that far that quick. You know, and I think that happens to a lot of us. We'll have shit like that happen, and then we get a few minutes, and we're like, oh, that really went somewhere I wasn't expecting, right? And I could see that in him, and I said, I'm sorry again, Don. He's like, we're good. It's all good. And, I said, I love you, brother. And he left, and so we're good. But whew, thank God for the program, because if it wasn't for the program, I would have been like, fuck that guy. I am never talking to him again. And I love him. He's been my client for 8 years, so I'm not going to lose relationships over this kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm sort of headed there, and I don't want to become that guy. So, anyway, thanks for letting me share. I hope everyone has a great day, and I'll catch you later. Bye.